This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats say you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
At a Jacksonville, Florida rally last night, President Trump makes his case for filling a Supreme Court vacancy before Election Day.
Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
Trump will announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Today, Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. One of two Louisville cops shot during protests on Wednesday out of the hospital less than 24 hours later. He was shot during a protest that broke out over a decision not to directly charge any officer with the killing of Breonna Taylor back in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The powerful head of the Vatican's saint-making office, Cardinal Angelo Vecciu, has resigned suddenly from that post, renouncing his rights as a cardinal amid a financial scandal that has reportedly implicated him indirectly, the Vatican providing no further details on why the Pope accepted his resignation in a statement issued late Thursday. President Trump applauding news that Pac-12 college football's back on. The conference now set to kick off a 7-game season on the 6th of November, reversing a decision to not play because of COVID concerns. Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott says after securing daily testing for athletes and being given the green light from state and local health officials, they voted unanimously to lift a moratorium on competition.
We know how badly our student athletes want to compete, but that we would only do so when we felt that we could do so safely.
The president tweeting congratulations to players, families, and coaches for getting back on track. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Former President Barack Obama stepping up to support the Democratic ticket as he's scheduled to join Kamala Harris for two virtual fundraisers next Friday. It'll be their first event since she became Joe Biden's running mate. The two holding a similar fundraiser over the summer, anyone will be able to join for a donation of just $1. Florida prosecutors have dropped charges against New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. The 79-year-old had been accused of soliciting prostitution at a day spa in Florida in January of 2019. So what about the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration this year? In the face of the continued pandemic, well, as you might imagine, it's heading online, according to Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance, who says the ball drop is still very important.
Of course, these are very different times, but we knew that it would be completely inappropriate to have huge crowds in Times Square, not to mention the fact that neither the mayor or the governor would allow it properly. But we said it's also very important. We're all going to want to say goodbye to 2020.
Tompkins says only a very small group of people will be at the scaled-back celebration in person. The owner of One Times Square, where the ball actually drops, created an app so people can enjoy the virtual experience. You can enjoy us in a virtual sense online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we made it back all the way to Florida as we went cross-country, went through about 12 states. It was quite an observation and experience to see what's happening, even in the 12 states that we passed through. And a couple of days ago, we did go by Louisville, Kentucky, and we could already sense the emotions starting to build there as police were coming out to protect the area in anticipation of the announcement of the Breonna Taylor indictment. And we've got more to talk about with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor and former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, how you doing?
Good morning. Well, I have the world's worst cold.
Okay.
Which really raises the question of what do you do when you're wearing a face mask and you have to sneeze? So I'm struggling with this, but mostly I'm staying home, which I think is a good idea. But I'm great. Thank you.
Which is fine. Well, good, good. I know you'll feel better and get healthy quickly. No doubt about it. Of course, anybody who has a cold, and if you happen to go out in public and you cough and sneeze, boy, I'll tell you, all the eyes are towards you. It's like you're an automatic COVID carrier.
Exactly. Exactly. You're sort of suspect, and so I'm staying home.
Well, good.
Which is
good.
Fine.
Well, good. That's great. Well, the husband unit's taking care of you because I know that's what he does. So
exactly.
Exactly as it should be. Well, a lot going on here. Boy, where do you start? In light of what happened, as I mentioned, as we were passing through the different states, I will say this: only three bumper stickers for Biden Harris did I see in all the near dozen states that we went through. Liz, is that amazing?
I think it is, but it really speaks to the incredible low energy of the Biden campaign. Finally, people are picking up on this. And I shouldn't say finally. I think, Republicans have been sort of tweaking former Vice President Biden for weeks for his inability to get out of his basement. But today, the New York Post has a big front page about where's Joe?
Yes.
And I think it's a reasonable tactic or a reasonable question. You know, I follow the Biden campaign. I'm on their email list for what's happening. And it is remarkable how many days at 9 a.m. they call a lid, so to speak, which means there are no public events scheduled that day. This is 40 days or whatever it is from the election.
Right.
This is the most peculiar campaign ever. And what they're hoping on is that Joe Biden can just slide into the Oval Office without really facing the kind of scrutiny or questioning that obviously President Trump takes on every single day.
Exactly.
The media hopes this happens. Democrats hope it'll happen. But, finally on Tuesday, he will have to stand up in front of a questioner who is Chris Wallace, who is, I think, fair. He's not certainly pro-Trump. I don't think he's pro-Biden. I think he's going to ask some probing questions, and we'll see how the vice president, former vice president, does with that, because Biden, up until now, as we know, has really faced none of that.
Exactly. Well, this is what people are, you know, watching for. I mean, this could almost be a pay-per-view type of event with all the hype and expectation wrapped around this this first debate. Questions are, if he does not come across credible and fails miserably, as some are projecting, that this could be his first and only debate, that he'd find some reason, you know, to back out of the other two debates, because he's got a lot to defend here, Liz. I mean, with what the Democrats are talking about in terms of, you know, packing the court, let's do away with our energy independence that Trump has managed to do in the last 3.5 years. Job creation, I mean, the practicality of these riots, I mean, their position on law and order. I mean, their silence is so deafening and obvious. And this is what you say, the people are starting to connect the dots and going, wait a minute, you know, do I really want, I mean, you've got law enforcement officers who were longtime Democrats saying, I'm going to the other side.
Yeah. So I agree with that. I think there are a lot of issues that Joe Biden has sort of tapped that his campaign is not really willing to come out and go on the record about. Certainly the energy issue, we know in Pennsylvania that's a huge issue, because Pennsylvania, as you heard President Trump say to a large crowd the other night, has hundreds of thousands of jobs connected to the energy industry. The idea that Joe Biden wants to climb aboard this green express and basically ban fossil fuels in a very short period of time, that would cause not just wholesale loss of jobs in those industries, it would also completely upend our economy. We cannot possibly transfer to green energy in such a short period of time. So, yes, that is one huge issue. There are so many others, though. Let's talk about his tax plan. Is it really appropriate, as the economy tries to come back from a major blow, to start raising taxes very aggressively? He has said in one breath he wants to roll back all the Trump tax cuts, which we know allowed 85-88% of Americans to pay less taxes. And then he says, no, I'm not going to raise taxes on anyone earning under $400,000. Which is it? Because both those things don't work.
Exactly.
So he's going to have to talk about that. He's going to have to talk about, frankly, some of the labor rules that he wants to put in place, like getting rid of states where you can choose or not to become a union member. The right to work states, and there are over 20 of them now, I believe. That's something that, you know, is sort of buried in his platform. That's an incredible blow to a big sector of American industry. So, you know, I think that Biden is, as you say, silent on a great many things. He doesn't want to confront these questions, even on the packing of the court. He refused the other day to come out and say, no, I wouldn't do that. So would he do it or wouldn't he do it? I mean, take a stand, Joe. The voters need to know.
Exactly. Well, part of the problem, I think part of the revelation for voters is they're realizing that, first of all, what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are selling is the very thing that 70% of the voter politic during the Democratic primaries rejected.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
And so what comes now is this attitude by the Democratic Party, which is really upsetting their base and you know, the old blue dog Democrats that say, look, you don't even want to argue about this. You're pretty much saying lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. So we're going to compel you to come along with us just because you're Democrats and because that's what we say. And they've really embraced this attitude that has really, I believe, infected the body politic. I mean, it's put into the political bloodstream a very ugly aspect of our humanity that says that the First Amendment right doesn't prevail any longer, that you must follow me. If not, I will shame you. I will come in. I will drink your water off your table. I will yell at you while you're trying to have dinner, as Maxine Waters said, that, you know, that you should go ahead and let them know how you feel and shake, you know, track them down.
Get in your face. They want to get in your face. Well, you know what? I don't think most Americans approve of that.
Right.
And I think we're going to hear from most Americans, that so-called silent majority, on Election Day.
Right.
I certainly hope so, and I believe that's going to happen. I think we're going to find out that these polls reflect an electorate who is scared of telling even a pollster that they approve of Donald Trump or that they support Donald Trump. It's the most extraordinary thing in our nation's history that you cannot stand up and salute our flag or say you support our president without getting yourself into hot water. I mean, that's extraordinary.
Without
and
a
shameful.
Doubt.
Shameful.
Got to go to break. We've got more from the Fox News contributor, Liz Peek, after this. Stay with us. We're coming on
the
15.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
Thailand is receiving the gospel through an avenue only God could ordain. A blind, elderly Buddhist monk who broadcasts the Life Answers radio program in his temple 2.5 hours daily. When he first heard about Jesus, there was no church nearby to explain the gospel, and the seed fell on rocky soil. Recently, gospel workers made contact, explained Jesus, and gave the monk a Bible and devotional literature, which his family reads aloud daily. 2 months later, the relationship continues and may lead this monk and family to accept Jesus. Once again, we see that when we are faithful in declaring the gospel, God can use our efforts in ways beyond our imagination to deliver the life-saving gospel message.
To read more unique stories of God at work through the Tide Ministry radio programs in Thailand and other regions of the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst, is with us. Her latest column is a admonition that we must confirm the Supreme Court justice now, and four reasons why Trump and the Republicans should act quickly. To me, Liz, I agree with you. This is a no-brainer, especially in light of what could happen if the Supreme Court gets involved like it did in 2000 with the decision of who will be our next president. We need a full court.
You absolutely do, because and really this is not even, this particular issue is not even a left versus right issue. If we have voter irregularities, if there's controversy in some of these states, for example, three swing states which have extended their deadline for ballots being accepted by mail, Pennsylvania being one, Michigan, I think Wisconsin's the third, then you know that there's going to be, in other words, let's imagine that Trump wins on election night in Pennsylvania, but then ballots continue to come in, and 3 days later, there's an indication that, no, it's going to be tipped over. There will be litigation in these states. There's no doubt about it. Democrats have already revved up hundreds, if not thousands, of lawyers to be available to pursue these cases. If they go to the Supreme Court, which they almost surely would, having the Supreme Court hang with a 4-4 tie, which could happen if there's not another associate justice added to the bench, that would be a horrific outcome for the United States. We've never been in that situation. And from what I read, Bill, there is no clear constitutional solution to the problem.
Yes.
So, God forbid, on December 14th, which is the date the Electoral College has to be officially reported in order to have a transfer of power or continuation of power, as Trump
yes.
said, thank heaven knows we cannot afford to have that date not met. So, yes, we have got to have a new justice put in place. And by the way, I also think, yes, politically, it's incredibly important for President Trump to show his supporters that this is something that is incredibly desirable for the conservative movement, Republicans in America, particularly as our politics are so polarized. Everything seems to end up in the courts because a lot of measures, both at the state and federal level, end up going through executive orders. So that Congress doesn't get together anymore and sort of hash out negotiated deals very easily. So a lot of stuff is left on the president's desk to do by his authority. And by the way, the same was true under Obama.
Exactly.
So you have DACA, for example, end up at the Supreme Court. You're going to have a lot of measures that President Trump has taken end up at the Supreme Court. You have got to be assured, and Republicans have done a great job of this, that there are enough Republican judges to represent our interests. And sadly, judges are supposed to not be political. We know that that is simply not true. And if you look at the voting record on the Supreme Court, basically you've got Obama-appointed justices who 100% vote with the liberal majority minority now. Mm-hmm. And you have conservatives that are not so 100%, but generally speaking, they run to the right. So this is really, nothing could be more important, I think, for the Trump campaign. To me, when I heard this thing, the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, initially, my initial response was, this is finally going to put some fire in the Democratic campaign. And I think that's true. Joe Biden has not at all energized Democrat voters. They're not particularly whooped up about his candidacy. And you saw that when she died, they had tons of money flow in, presumably to stop the Republicans from appointing someone to the Supreme Court. The good news is the Republicans seem to have the votes, and I think if Democrats fail to stop this, and I think they will, then all that energy kind of the air is out of the balloon. I mean, I think you'll go into Election Day with a sort of defeated party.
Right. Well, there's been early signals to this, and this is why some of the leadership of the Democratic Party has been up in arms about it, trying to, you know, set a fire under these senators that have accepted that, well, the Republicans got the numbers. I mean, Chris Coons is, you know, trying to take as many people out to coffee and grab them by the collar and do whatever he can do to coerce them to the Democratic side. And those that we thought that were vulnerable, we knew that Collins, right off the bat, because she's in a tight race, would be vulnerable. She helped us out with Kavanaugh, may not be able to help us out this time around. Murkowski right off the bat, but then she comes along, and then, of course, Romney. And then Romney decides to follow the Constitution. Who would have thunk? Yeah. And there it is. I mean, and that's what this is all about. I mean, the fact of the matter is 63 million people voted for Donald Trump to get control of the Supreme Court. And here's his chance, the third pick in his first term of office, which is incredible. And of course, Schumer and others on the Democratic side want to stand on, you know, this alleged tradition, which is so laughable, because we know that if the shoe was on the other foot, they would do exactly the same thing.
Well, I mean, the salient fact in all this is there has never been, never in the history of our country, in election year or any other year, when you have the same party controlling the Senate and the presidency, you have never had a Supreme Court vacancy go unfilled. That's the bottom line. That's the end of the story. There is no precedent here. The precedent was that a Republican Senate did not do a favor, a life-changing, you know, forever favor for Barack Obama. Why should they have? He was not a president that worked with both sides of the aisle. His major accomplishment, Obamacare, as we all know, passed without a single Republican vote. As he so smugly said, elections have consequences. Well, guess what? This is one of those consequences. So there is no, I mean, all of this argument about what Biden said or what this one, who cares? That's not even relevant. They need to do this. And I think they will.
Yeah, I do too. And they will do this before the election. Some thought that maybe he might wait until, I mean, the confirmation, that Mitch McConnell might wait for confirmation until after the election. But this has to be done before. I don't think it can wait. Yeah,
I
exactly.
I think so too. I don't see any point in waiting, really. Mm-hmm. That's not an accommodation to anybody. And by the way, one of the things I said in this piece, which for me was pretty harsh, but I really believe this, that the Republicans owe Democrats nothing. No respect, no courtesy, no accommodation. The Democrats for 4 years have obstructed and undermined and besmirched this president to a degree we have never before seen in our political history. And, of course, ending with impeaching him on incredibly spurious charges that no Republican could support with a clear conscience. So, more and more comes out about the Mueller investigation, that it was basically an effort to get Donald Trump. We know that this is true. It may be that nobody is ever charged with a crime in having started and pursued a fallacious accusation of Russian collusion, but the voters know better. And we know that the major players in that basically had a political grievance against Donald Trump. In other words, that the Obama administration weaponized the FBI to try and undermine a rightly voted, elected successor. That is unconscionable, and someone should go to jail. It's possible no one will, but we know what happened. And so, guess what? There is no polity here. There's no courtesy owed the Democrat Party.
Well, the Democrats, during the AG Barr hearing, kept reclaiming their time, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think President Trump needs to reclaim his time.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get the last 3 years back. And by the way, you know, I had dinner last night with a liberal Democrat friend, and I said, let's look at the history of accomplishments here. This president has, in fact, I listed them recently in an article, a baker's dozen of really important things he has accomplished for the American people, including most recently this really historic deal in the Middle East, which even the liberal press had to agree was an impressive accomplishment. You know, so in spite of everything, all the obstruction, the truth is this president's done a very good job.
You know, the challenge is the emotionality of the left is such that they don't have ears to hear and reason.
No.
You know, it's so emotional. Even like Breonna Taylor and all that's happening with these riots and that. Don't talk to me about the facts.
I have
the right to protest. And if I burn down a building or two and destroy some businesses, so what? Right.
Yep. That's basically the bottom line.
It's a horrifying sad story that this is America today, but it's going to require courageous Americans to stand in the face against it. Liz Peek, thank you for being with us.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes, no employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democrats say, you shouldn't do it. Why? We have a lot of time.
At a Jacksonville, Florida rally last night, President Trump makes his case for filling a Supreme Court vacancy before Election Day.
Let me ask you the one simple question. If it was them instead of us, do you think they'd do it?
Trump will announce his nominee to succeed the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. Today, Ginsburg becomes the first woman to ever lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. One of two Louisville cops shot during protests on Wednesday out of the hospital less than 24 hours later. He was shot during a protest that broke out over a decision not to directly charge any officer with the killing of Breonna Taylor back in March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Horace Cooper is going to be joining us in just a moment, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator. We've got lots to talk with him about, and he joins us now. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Always good to have you here. Lots to go down. Boy, heads are exploding as more information is coming out regarding the Mueller investigation and how the FBI had purposely orchestrated this faux Russian hoax. And it's no wonder, Horace, after everything is all said and done, and the FBI's really tainted on this, the leadership certainly, with the idea that they quite possibly, as some have said, Jerome Corsi just set out directly that this was nothing short of an attempted coup on a duly elected president of the United States of America.
Well, there is no easy way to dismiss the behavior that is being revealed. It isn't clear how much more damaging the information is that hasn't yet been revealed, but the information that has been revealed, demonstrating that early on, it was understood that a potential Russian asset was the, quote, subsource for the document, and that as this investigation was going forward and finding little to no actual reason to justify it, agents understood that if they continued, it was in their own interest to get professional liability insurance so that when the investigation ultimately came and their own government agency refused to support and defend them, they would guarantee that they could get competent, helpful legal assistance. This is not the sign of a project that is right between the lines, normal, mainstream. This is the sign of activity that ought to be roundly condemned and should lead to criminal investigations.
Horace, what I'm hearing from people across the country here is that if Donald Trump is not reelected, perceptibly, this goes away. It's swept under the carpet, and this is such a huge loose end that this could be a major problem going down the road if this isn't resolved. The Durham investigation, all that's been spent, and in anticipation of the reveal of his investigations, goes away, and all these questions remain. And the dangerous thing that happens, and we say this repeatedly on the show, in the absence of truth, opinion reigns, and there's going to be plenty of space for opinion and more divisiveness and more division within our country if this is not resolved.
Well, it is true, exactly what you said, but there's another concern that may be even greater. If even after exposure there has been no accountability, we are likely to see this behavior occur again. Now, I say this as an advocate who believes that America is at risk from international predation on the part of some nations, on the part of some individual actors. And I believe that we must have a robust response to that. However, if that robust response is going to be misused for internal political purposes, not only will I no longer be able to support it, more importantly, the American people won't. And if we don't have that robust capacity, we put all of us at risk. So what these people have done isn't just destructive, isn't just unlawful. They run the risk that the very idea of our capacity to surveil, to monitor, is going to be disrupted.
Exactly. I agree 100%. I want to talk about the Supreme Court now and the nominations. President Trump has made it clear tomorrow, 5 o'clock, even gave him a time that he was going to announce his candidates. What say you?
Absolutely. I think the president has shown himself as an amazingly courteous, concerned individual, and he wanted to give the family the kind of space necessary before we turn the next chapter, the next chapter. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I think it is essential that we do move to the next chapter. We're very, very likely to have a circumstance that will attempt to be exploited if the court doesn't have its full complement in place when this election occurs. It's not about what the actual results are. It is about the space and the encouragement that the disruption of not having a full complement will allow. It will mean that there are going to be challenges that might not otherwise be presented. Why do you say that? In the event that there is a deadlock on the court, the lower court's ruling stands. You then forum shop But if the court deadlocks, that aberrant ruling is upheld, at least in that jurisdiction. In 2000, just to close this quickly, in 2000, it was Florida. It wasn't a nationwide conversation about a recount. It was Florida that was sought. And we'll see something very similar to that. Pick a particular set of states and let that be the place where your disputes occur under the idea that you might be able to get rulings that are contrary to our Constitution and can affect the outcome. It is essential, therefore, that we have a full complement.
We could be talking a dozen states here, Horace.
Oh, we certainly could. And with a full complement on the court, it makes it clear that you're less likely to get that kind of deadlock. You'll see something like what we saw last year and even as late as this year when the president used traditional authority to reallocate resources that were in one account and use them in other accounts as the statutes allowed in these appropriations bills for reallocation. There were litigation took place, and there were lower courts that ruled, even though this had been done under Obama, even though this had been done under Clinton, and all the way back prior to Eisenhower, they ruled that this use of these reallocated funds was unlawful. And it required the Supreme Court to intervene about four different times. But they could do that because they had at least a five-judge justice majority.
Exactly.
We didn't even have to get an opinion. What we got was a decision by the Supreme Court called a per curiam in which we don't know who voted how. And if you do that, what you can do is quickly act. That's the point of having a full complement, and that's why we need a full complement on the court heading into this election.
Well, I thought it was interesting. Judge Ginsburg, known for her activism, certainly, on the court, if her dying wish was exactly as her granddaughter reported, I thought was quite an activist statement and fitting if that's the way she should punctuate her legacy, that she would do so with a statement of activism. Am I the only one that saw that?
Well, I was very disappointed that that decision to release that information occurred. One, the information really shouldn't have been shared. It isn't any surprise to me that a justice who is very, very progressive, even radical, I would say, if I were sitting in my constitutional law class, it isn't any surprise that a justice might want to be replaced by someone of a similar bent. You just don't get to make that choice. The incumbent president gets to make that choice. Also, let me just say quickly, this justice was very, very ill.
Yes,
as
exactly.
Early as December of
Gotta leave it there, Horace. Gotta go to quick break. More from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with us.
Been trying to get rid of your stubborn belly fat, but it doesn't want to leave you? Or maybe you want to get that extra ripped look. Now you can reach your goals the keto way. Ketosis is the metabolic state where your body burns fat for energy. And the best way to turn your body into a fat-burning, weight-losing machine is with Advanced Keto Plus. And right now, for our radio listeners only, you can get two bottles free when you order two bottles. You get to try out keto at our best discount ever. Plus, call now and we will also send you a free 28-day meal plan keto ebook with your first order. Burn your stubborn belly fat and get ripped today the keto way. Call right now to order. Buy two bottles for only $49.99 each and get two bottles free.
800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. 800-723-1284. That's 800-723-1284.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. 2020 hasn't gone as planned, but the silver lining for some has been families spending more time together. From school in the kitchen to intimate family-focused holiday shindigs, fall presents another season of togetherness, and Amazon Prime offers unmatched benefits to add ease, convenience, and fun to the remainder of 2020. Need school supplies or decorations? Prime members enjoy fast, free delivery on millions of Prime-eligible items with no minimum purchase. Fall game days and holidays call for tasty snacks.
Prime offers free two-hour grocery delivery in more than 2,000 cities from Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods Market. As the weather gets cooler, cozy up with Prime's entertainment benefits for the whole family, including Prime Video, Amazon Music, Prime Reading, and Prime Gaming. Bradley Mattinger, Amazon, says,
Prime offers flexible payment options to suit members' lifestyles with monthly and annual plans. Prime also offers a discounted membership to college students and qualifying government assistance recipients.
Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up or start a 30-day free trial.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment, the strength of
you know, and I can appreciate that some of you may see what's happening across the country today, riots on the streets in so many cities, prevailing attitude of those on the left of this cancel culture in full exercise right now. We have a nominee for SCOTUS going to be announced on Saturday. And if we thought the hysteria over Brett Kavanaugh was absolutely insane, well, summer warning, make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that your seat belts are buttoned and in the rightful position, and your crash helmets are fully secured, because get ready, Horace Cooper. You know, all hell's about ready to break loose here with this cancel culture and their attitude. I mean, they were already made it known the other day when the president went to pay his respects to RBG, right?
Unbelievably disrespectful. I am really, really reminded of the circumstance in Exodus when the people of Israel were leaving Egypt. When Moses went in, he told Pharaoh, let the people go, or all of these terrible things are going to happen. Yeah. And we would learn in this section that God had hardened Pharaoh's heart so that he couldn't see, because God had wanted to show the world the great things he was able to do. I am really, really astonished when I look at the political circumstance today and ask myself, if I were the king or ruler of Egypt, how many plagues would I have to have my people experience before I realize, oh, this guy's serious. Yes. I better let them go. I better cooperate. How many riots, how much looting, how much violence, how much violation of decorum and order must there be for a party, a political party, to understand that will cause them major losses?
Yes.
Now, I see when Mr. Biden and Ms. Harris make some token statements about let's not change things, let's not do these kinds of things. There's sincerity in it. There's no enthusiasm in it. It wasn't like Bill Clinton, who had what we call the sister soldier moment. What I see is a systematic effort that seems like people are blinded to the destructions of what they're going to do. Who boos when someone comes to pay their last respects? How can you show in your own mind that you are a person who's reasonable, an organization who should be handed political power and authority? The cancel culture appears, and that's why it's reminiscent to me, Texas. They appear to be blinded in this hate for what America is.
Well, I think it's well said and well described that the hardness of people's hearts are, you know, agitated by the mainstream media, by these political apparatchiks, and particularly the Democratic Party. I mean, you've got to lay it on the doorstep of the party that is responsible for doing this. I think it's quite rich to hear Joe Biden talk of how Donald Trump supposedly has done the very thing that the Democrats are doing. And, you know, it's that old point one finger one way and you've got three coming back at you, you know, kind of thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a amazing amount of condemnation of behavior of their opponents that they do overwhelmingly. Just another example. Do you pay, do you put your own dollars into a fund to cover the bail of those who are committing violence and mayhem? I mean, this isn't from the fringe. Yes. This is the center part. And there is no condemnation offered. When President Donald Trump shouted at someone who was disrupting at a rally, get him out of here. We were told how awful, how terrible that was. Now, the president didn't pay to have anyone attacked. The president didn't pay to release anyone who attacked anyone. And yet this is what we're seeing, not just in isolated instances, but systematically across the board, we are seeing this kind of behavior. It is extremely, extremely destructive. Now, I just wanted to say really quick that in December of last year, the diagnosis that Ruth Bader Ginsburg received from her doctor, most likely with the pancreatic cancer, one of the most aggressive types of cancer, most likely suggested to her that she needed to start unwinding. Now, I don't blame a person for wanting to fight. Good for them. I know people who have survived cancer. Good for them. However, the decision to share with her daughter, her granddaughter, what she shared reflected what appeared to be a refusal to allow the normal process sometime in June or July, a resignation, a lauding and acknowledgement of her accomplishments, and a chance for her to fight 100% full-time for as long as she can while not creating the potential disruption. A decision was made, let's just have the disruption. Yeah. That, to me, is really, really telling about how progressives feel about our constitutional order.
Exactly. Well, and this is my earlier point, Horace, is that the Democrats are embracing this personality. This is who they are. It's what they've become. And there is no room for anybody else. And Barack Obama, sadly, he exampled this by not involving Republicans in addressing a key health issue in the Affordable Care Act, which I believe would have been so much better had he allowed the Republicans to get involved. But as he said, elections have consequences, and all this this. I mean, in the words of his former pastor, Jeremiah Wright, the chickens have come home to roost upon the Democratic Party and Barack Obama.
Well, the American people have a choice, and it's this one that is stark. The evidence is overwhelming. Surveys after surveys are showing more and more people have a negative view of Black Lives Matter. More and more people, even as lockdowns rage all across America, are saying, well, I don't have to tune into the NFL. I don't have to tune into the WNBA or the NBA because they are promoting ideas that are contrary to America and that offend their audience. You can't look at that evidence and go, oh, if you're a political party, everything is great. We're shoo-in. The American people reject this hatred and this hostility, and only blindness would stop you from changing your course.
I'll tell you, Horace, it is encouraging to see that reason is starting to reign now in looking at those polls to see the shift that's happening. Even the shift towards Donald Trump, and I'm not saying just because it's Donald Trump, but, there's clear empirical evidence. There's causal relationship for why minorities, people of color, Hispanics and blacks are turning to Donald Trump. Because he's made a difference for them and their very lives, their businesses, their families. I mean, forget about the political rhetoric and forget about, hey, let me come down to your community once every 4 years just to check in to make sure the vote is secure. From day one, he has been acting on behalf of all Americans.
Mainstream people, black, white, or brown, believe that when the law enforcement is present, their communities are safer, their children are safer, their property values will increase. Mainstream people believe that law enforcement service is a good thing. As I said, as I explained in my book, 6.2% of the American population is black men. 11% of officers are black men. A disproportionate number of black men have chosen this service, and that is because it is honorable. That is because black America does not reject law enforcement. And a political party or ideology that demonizes law enforcement is by extension demonizing the very people who are participants in it.
Exactly. And the interesting thing is the progressives, the way they've come after each other. You know, Bob Woodson had said to me here from 1776 Unites, who I know you're familiar with. He said, Bill, he says, it's not so much about are you my color, but are you my kind? And now that's been reversed by another progressive out of Los Angeles that says, you may be my color, but you're not my kind.
Absolutely. We had a person stand up and say about Daniel Cameron, the Attorney General of Kentucky, that he was skin folk but not kinfolk.
Yes.
As if to his political views and party affiliation define who he is than his race, and yet the whole narrative of the left is that your race defines everything. It's amazing the inconsistency that they put forward, and it is amazing how much what they're signaling to America is change away from the crazies.
Well, they're going to find the embrace of this personality to be quite deleterious, and I agree with you. It's already starting to give us some evidence of that. But, of course, after November the 3rd, like the commercial says, can you hear me now? And this is America's chance to make sure that its elected officials can hear them loud and clear along with the rest of the body politic. He's the author of the book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again, constitutional law professor. The one and only Horace Cooper. Horace, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Our world has changed, which means our everyday has changed too. We work differently, shop differently, and celebrate differently. But what hasn't changed is the need to keep our communities safe by reporting terrorism-related suspicious activity to local authorities. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's If You See Something, Say Something campaign program manager, Ryan Streeter, shares more.
It's vital we all remain vigilant and are motivated to act. If you see suspicious activity, report it to the nearest local law enforcement agency or person of authority. describe specifically what and who you observed, as well as when, where, and why you found it suspicious.
September 25th marks the third annual National If You See Something, Say Something Awareness Day.
We want to remind the public that we all play a role in keeping our community safe. Learn the indicators of terrorism-related suspicious activity, and on September 25th, share why you see say using hashtag WhyICSay.
Learn more at dhs.gov/CSayDay.